This is Eric Bibb, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on REM-FM.
Got my mojo working, but it's just gonna work on you. Hey, the rock and roll sound of Gary Moore from his album which came out last year. You would have known, wouldn't you, it was Gary Moore. You had to. That's made one friend on the island very happy, James DeCan. James, I hope you enjoyed that. I know you listen to the show. That's taken from his album which came out last year, Bad For You Baby, and it's called Mojo Boogie, and it opens up The Raven and the Blues on REM-FM, Skybird Radio, and as an MP3 file wherever you are in the world. Welcome to the programme. So much can happen in 7 days. I'll tell you the changes that have happened in the last 7 days in the course of the next hour, as we have once again a mixture of music both new and old. That's from last year, and this one is brand new from an album not yet released but out very, very soon. An old friend of the show, he's been here a couple of times, Ainsley Lister. The album is called Equilibrium, and this is called Soul.
That I cannot explain.
Guitarist. One of my favourite albums from him was recorded live about 6 years ago now, and it's just a straight set all the way through from beginning to end. Great stuff indeed. Ainsley Lister, his new album is called Equilibrium, and the first track from it, track one, is Soul. Good stuff. And that's out now, actually out very soon, on the 16th of March on Manhattan Records. Okay, this time last week I was alluding to the fact that I was hopefully seeing two artists, Guy Davis and the Writers Brothers, in the same place. But I couldn't tell you where the place was. I made it into a slight competition. One of the reasons why I couldn't tell you was that if I had, it would have alerted a listener who in Austin, Texas, called Mark Howard. Now, Mark co-presents the Austin Riffs program with Miss V and Byron. And Miss V and Byron knew I was coming, or hoped I was coming, but Mark, it was going to be a big surprise. Anyway, that was last week. This week, I'm not going. Sadly, something else has cropped up. And so I think everybody who knows or thought I was coming now knows I'm not coming. But it's hugely sad. South by Southwest is this big festival. 1,800 bands in 5 days. And then there's a festival called Not South by Southwest, where there's another 60 or 70 bands, and there were some great blues artists amongst them. And I was so much looking forward to it. The accreditation had come through, and that's difficult to get for the South by Southwest. The accommodation was there, kindly, from Robert and Susie. It all looked good. Gone for a bag of worms, sadly. Talking of Robert, Susie, what we'll do now, we'll play a track for Mark and Miss V and Baba. I know C.C. Adcock is a favourite of Miss V. And also for Robert and Susie, because this time, in June of 2005, nearly 4 years ago, they were here on the island for one of the very first live sessions we did. I'd seen the band in the Borderline Club the night before, and invited far too many people to come to the session, so we couldn't do it in the house. Luckily, it was a lovely day, and so everybody gathered in the garden. So, one of the first live sessions from June of 2005, C.C. Adcock and the band, and here they are with Loaded Gun for Robert, Susie, Mark, Miss V, and Baba.
Jungle, edumacated with superstition, and then set adrift out in the Gulf of Trouble, yeah.
Have mercy, good God.
Whoa. best turn your head and hope I pass you by. I'm from the coast, I ain't no circus freak. Well, it don't bring me to see it. We survive. Nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. Staring down a barrel of a loaded gun. Nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. Jason Burns slapping that big bass now. Big King double bass. Here I go. Yeah. Have mercy, baby. Good guy. For crumbs, they gonna beg your pardon. If all else fails, what you gonna call the law? Unless you and me see just how all else fails, bruh. Nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. Staring down a barrel of a loaded gun. Nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. Staring down a barrel of a loaded gun.
The most magical session. That's Robert and Susie and many others clapping in the background. Donald Bramall, would you believe? Not on drums, but on a couple of cardboard boxes and a couple of other things he could bang with sticks. And then three or four people in the band altogether. I had every one of my microphones I then owned in use for that session in the carport. If you go to the Raven and the Blues page and scroll right down to the bottom, it was one of our first sessions, you will see the photograph on the island here in June of 2005. Great stuff. And that was for all the friends who were there then and actually like CC Adcock as well. Since 2005, we've been doing many sessions on the houseboat, normally about 10 or 12 a year. And next week, we've got our first live guest of 2009. He's making a return trip. He's from New Brunswick in Canada. His name is Matt Anderson. His new album, which is called Second Time Around, is just being released, and it's great. And here he is with most of the tracks on the album actually are written by him. But when I saw this one and who had written it, I thought, oh, I've got to play it on the show. So, a very different interpretation and a super one too, of Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. But this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I know. Hell, leave young thing alone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness.
happens every day. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone, well, she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, when she's gone, and it's not warm when she's away. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone, but this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. And I wonder this time where she's gone.
On the CD, this recording was done to breathe new life into some old songs, a chance for me to record them in the way I wanted to the first time around, hence the title Second Time Around. And that's the album from Matt Anderson, due out, actually it's out now, it came out at the beginning of this month, and his version of Bill Withers's Ain't No Sunshine. And Matt will be our guest next week on the programme, and I'll be asking him why he actually went back and breathed life into the songs. I know that songs change and develop over the years, but, you know, had they changed that much? We'll find out when we speak to Matt and hear him playing this time on the show next week. Okay, another new album just arrived this week, Ruthie Foster. The album is called The Truth According to Ruthie Foster, and here she is with Stone Love.
Around you.
now, Ruthie Foster, the album, The Truth According to Ruthie Foster. That's a track called Stone Love. And if you thought that sounded a bit Memphis-y and Stax-y, you'd be right. It was recorded at the Arden Studios in Memphis in Tennessee. It's got Robin Ford on guitar, Jim Dickinson on Hammond organ, and also a couple of the Memphis horns there as well, and doing the sax on Stone Love and things. So a great, great album, just been released. Just been released this very week, actually. And you'll enjoy, I think, almost every track on it if you enjoyed that. Good stuff indeed. Okay, an album which came years ago, I guess it would be, and something I hadn't really heard of before. And unusually, in this day and age where everybody at least has a MySpace page, here's one gentleman actually with virtually nothing at all apart from a tribute page. His name is Ben Andrews. I think he's Australian. I think that's all I know about him. But he had brought a great album called Journey 4 or 5 years ago, and here he is with a track from it, which is called Love Change Blues.
If my love don't change, there'll be some riding done. Love don't change, there'll be some riding done. And if I backpack in my mode, I don't mean no harm. Blues grab me in midnight, won't turn me loose today. Blues cry me in midnight, won't turn me loose today. Love train blues took my heart away. This woman prettier than I'd ever seen. Once other woman prettier than I'd ever seen. Treated me like a king man, and she's a doggone queen. Crawl in an attic, find me by that lonesome blues. When I crawl in an attic, find me by that lonesome blues. Stay there all night long and drive away my love chain blues.
Ben Andrews, the album Journey came out about 2000 or thereabouts, and that's called Love Change Blues. Here's somebody making his debut on the show. His name is Ray Bonneville. The album came out last year called Going By Feel, and this is a track called Cemetery Road.
Cemetery Road, she went walking. She went walking, the sun gone low. It was getting dark, yeah. Sun gone low, it was getting dark. She went walking a little further, a little bit further on the cemetery road. Tell me, Papa, why is it so? You never said you loved me. all those years I want to know, I never heard it from you. All those years, ain't that something? And now you got me out here wondering, out here walking on cemetery room, on cemetery room. Like a long time ago when you were young, Daddy. So many things I'll never know, now you're gone. It gets me where it don't show. I keep my tears down below unless I'm walking on cemetery road. On cemetery road. However many years I have left in my life, I'll be your child, I'll let you rest, and I won't hide. No, I won't hide from being your child, but in your heart you must have cried. Seen me walking on cemetery road, on cemetery road.
Myself, long town road. I made this by myself. Ghost I left behind on some better here. Yeah. I stood on the mountain. I looked down my long-term road. Stood on a mile. I looked down my long-term road. I'm looking at time I've yet to know. I stood in the valley. All along my long time road, I stood in the valley. All along my long time road, running with gold, I've always known. Long lullaby on somebody else. Ghost I left behind on somebody else. Long time road I made this by myself.
Tracks joined together, both musically and in lots of other ways too. First of all, they've both got Road in the title. First of all, you heard Cemetery Road, coming from a guy called Ray Bonneville, from the album which came out last year called Going By Feel. And then the second track was Long Time Road from Doug McLeod, taken from the album which also came out last year called The Utrecht Sessions. The other thing which connects them is they either have been or will be appearing at the Hill House the Hill Country House Concerts, which take place in a town which I've always called Bern, and I've been reprimanded. It's Bernie in Texas. It looks like Bern, I know, but it's pronounced Bernie, just north of San Antonio, about an hour and a half's drive from Austin. And Doug McLeod's going to be there. Yeah, next week it is. So if you're in the area, have a look on the Raven and the Blues website at raven.dj/R&B. Look for the link to Doug McLeod, then look for the link to the Hill Country House Concerts, and you can probably, there might be tickets left. It'll be a great night, I must admit. If you haven't seen Doug McLeod working, it is worth an hour's drive wherever you live in the world to go and see him. And good luck to Robin and Susie. Robert and Susie, because I know they actually run the house concerts. And some great bands and great artists do appear there. It does sound like a great venue. I think they can take about 100 people altogether, which is rather more than the 20 we can squeeze in here. Okay, where do we go now on the Raven and the Blues? The band are out of New Orleans. It's Big Chief Monk Boudreaux and the Golden Eagles. The album came out 6 years ago now, called Mr. Stranger Man. Here he is, or here they are, with Speak Your Mind.
Don't matter no more. Oh, I know it's time to go.
great New Orleans, Louisiana influence, Big Chief Monk Boudreau and the Golden Eagles. The album is called Mr. Stranger Man. I was going to say sort of shades of Dr. John, but in fact it's the other way around, isn't it? And Dr. John gets his inspiration from music of that type. And that is called Speak Your Mind. It's really good. Yay, the Raven of the Blues, REM FM, Skybird Radio, as an MP3 file. We had our millionth download about 10 days ago. What else to tell you? Lots of emails have come in. Actually, I must start looking. I must get some of them sorted out in a few minutes' time. We'll do them before the end of the show. If you'd like to drop me an email, wherever you are in the world, dave@raven.dj. raven.dj/R&B is the website. And there you can follow links to all the artists we've played and their record companies and their websites. Here are the recorded sessions. Here are all the shows going back nearly 4 years now. And also, if you feel so inclined, make a donation to the programme to help fund the costings of it, because the bandwidth and the records and the e-music subscriptions, they all count. Okay, Magda Biskupiak is out of Poland. Her new album is called Blues Travelling, and it really is a great compilation of some old standards, traditional numbers, blues numbers by Big Bill Brunsey and the like, including this one, which I've covered by many people over the years. I think my favourite version so far has been from Van Morrison, but here's Magda Biskupiak with her take and her very different version of the original, which was, I guess, a hit record, really, rather than a hit pop record. It's called Lonely Avenue.
Got a window, but the sunshine never come through. I feel so sad and lonesome since I brought my baby with you. I'm living on Lonely Avenue. My man, what I do is I feel so sad and blue, and it's all because of you. I could cry, I could cry. I'm living on Lonely Avenue, Lonely Avenue. Now my bed will feel like leather, but it will feel like stone. Yes, I dirt and search so every night. I'm not used to be alone. I'm living on Lonely Avenue. Yes, my melt I do. Yes, I feel so sad and blue, and it's all because of you. I could cry, I could cry. I'm living on Lonely Avenue. This town, I could be home with you, baby, if you'd only take me back. I'm living on Lonely Avenue. Yes, my melt I do feel so sad and blue, and it's all because of you. I could cry, I could cry. I'm living on Lonely Avenue, Lonely Avenue, Lonely Avenue, Lonely Avenue, Lonely Avenue.
Written by Doc Pumas, I think, for Elvis Presley. May be wrong. I often am wrong, as Cliff McKnight will verify. But it may not have been written for Elvis, he may have just been covered it. I think my favourite version so far has been Van Morrison, but there's a really fine version from her new album, Blues Travelling, from Poland, Magda Piskorczyk, and that is Lonely Avenue. I mentioned Cliff McKnight there. Cliff emailed me to say that my comment last week that All Along the Watchtower was Jimi Hendrix's, he put an exclamation mark on those odd smileys with a wry lip, basically saying, I think Mr. Dylan may disagree with you. Robert Zimmerman, you may find, actually got there first, and you're right. I did have a crisis of conscience. I did do a check and found that, well, I don't know, I didn't do it properly, did I? And my brain had gone. But basically, All Along the Watchtower was written by Bob Dylan, but of course, I guess, taken to his own by Jimi Hendrix. Other emails? Let's see, if we have a quick look at other emails in the blue section here. And that is Mean Gene Kelton. I was hoping to see him and the band whilst I was in Texas, going to go down towards Baytown. And they've got some great venues coming up in the next couple of weeks, all again down in South Texas area. It does sound like good fun down there, but sadly not going to make it this year, but it could well be next year. And finally, one more thing about Robert Jarvis made contact from Alora in Spain, and many others did as well across the world. Last week's show had some crackles. A fault, an artifact appeared in the recording of it, and sadly it was too late for the REM FM transmission, but some of you did get the version 2 without the crackles, but my apologies, we're back to normal again this week. Talking of normal, where do we go now? A track which did get played last week in the crackly version, but then wasn't heard in the ordinary version, if that makes any sense, and this is Howlin' Wolf from the album Sings the Blues, and here he is with Driving This Highway.
Be careful on the road. Go buy me a Cadillac. I'm gotta be careful on the road. I'm gotta drive easy. The highwayman parked on the road. The red light says stop, and the blue light says go. Blue lights say go. I'm got to be careful driving this highway road.
You can see why it was called Howling Wolf, taken from the album, a compilation of his work in the 1950s, which was called Sings the Blues, out on Ace Records, and there he is with a track which we played for the first time on the crackly version of the programme, but then it wasn't time for to play it on the real version, so to speak, and that's called Driving This Highway. Great raw vocals there, and somebody else with raw vocals, but much more current, is somebody who's touring the UK at present. He's just coming to the end of his UK tour. He's based in Scotland normally, Dave Akari, an old friend of the show. I've known Dave together with the Radio Tones for probably as long as the Blues Show has been going, so some 10 years. His new album is called Got Me Electric, and here he is with something which I've covered many times before on the show from people like Eric Burdon and Geneva Magnus and many others. It's his take on Soul of a Man.
Soul of a man. What is the soul of a man? Soul of a man. What is the soul of a man? Won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. Won't somebody tell me? What is the soul of a man?
By Willie Johnson, performed by many others over the years, and they heard Dave Arcari and his version, a good one too, of Soul of a Man. And that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues on REM FM on Skybird Radio, and of course as a MP3 file, wherever you are in the world. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Please drop me a line. If you're going to be my friend on Facebook, more and more people every week are saying, be my friend. If you can, a little, you know, when you say, can you be my friend, you can put a note on it saying, adding a comment and things. Please add a comment and say, I know you from the show, I'm a listener, or something, because when I get the request, I never know where they're coming from, basically, and whether I've been spammed, or whether, if you like, you're genuine. So if you want to be my friend on Facebook, my name is Dave Raven. That's a shock, eh? And but just say you listen to The Blues Show, and that'll be great. Okay, raven.dj/R&B is the website. dave@raven.dj is the email address. And I hope you have a good week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. Let's go out with the album which came out 2 years ago now, called Harp Slinger, from Carrie Bell and Lurie Bell together. And here they are with Last Night. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. she gone and left me, made me feel so bad. I've got to wait till tomorrow. They tell me every day, right by the chain. Wait until tomorrow. They tell me every day, right by the chain. You know the way that I love you. Don't you know that's a crying shame? Sound like Chicago right now.